This is WMUK's Let's Hear It. I'm Kara LaRance with Music of the Moment in West Michigan. Glad you could come along tonight. This Saturday at the Richland Community Hall, a concert of Irish traditional music featuring Teda will be held at 7:30 p.m. Teda has been one of the top groups in Irish music for about a decade. Leader Oisín MacDermada says the group searches out special tunes by researching collections and old recordings, learning tunes from regional musicians, and adding newly composed tunes to the mix. On Saturday, the musicians will include Oisín on fiddle, Damian Stenson on Irish flute, Tristan Rosenstock on the Irish drum, West Kerry legend Seamus Begley singing and playing accordion, and one American, Sean Ernest, as guest guitarist. Sean Ernest is a member of a newly successful band on the Irish music scene called The Yanks. Later in the hour, we'll hear a special set The Yanks performed in Kalamazoo at the Kalamazoo Nature Center last June. Here's Sean playing on the new Yanks album, Haymaker. That's guitarist Sean Ernest with a set called Kitty Lie Over from the new release by The Yanks, an Irish traditional music group made up entirely of Americans. It's called Haymaker. Sean Ernest will be the only American in the Irish group Teda this weekend at the Richland Community Hall at 7:30 on Saturday night. I recently spoke with him about working with Teda and about The Yanks' new CD. First of all, congratulations on a great job, well done, on the second release of The Yanks. What a fun album this is, and what a cornucopia of tunes.
We had so much fun making it. As you probably have heard, there's a great kind of diversity of material on this one. We definitely were a little bit more ambitious in the studio on this time around.
Well, you had every reason to widen the scope. I remember the first album came from a couple sessions at Irish Arts Week in East Durham, and that's kind of what gave you the confidence to go bigger on this time around.
That's right. We were we were immensely gratified by the success of the first offering that we put out there, and it seemed to do well both here, thanks to radio play by people like yourself, and even in Ireland, we were pleased to hear ourselves on Irish radio, and we had a couple of key performances at places like the Austin Celtic Festival and Lincoln Center in New York, and we had a lot of fun taking the recorded music to the people, as it were, on the ground in different festivals, and here we are in July, about a week out from, less than a week away from the Catskills Irish Arts Week yet again. So about a year after the release of our first one, we were releasing our new one. It's kind of come full circle.
So from the first time you all met on stage with no set list in Boston and just played some tunes you all figured out at the last minute to...
Right. You know what? And in fact, we actually... Somebody must have recorded that because we got a copy of that, and somebody had made a little bootleg of that, and it was funny to hear how, what we sounded like in spring of 2011. And it's definitely, you can definitely trace the evolution of it from that point. But, you know, we were actually pretty pleased with ourselves. We thought, hey, we don't sound so bad even on that first kind of manifestation of the Yanks. I don't even think we were calling ourselves the Yanks at that point.
You are such a highly accomplished guitarist. You're able to bring more than just sort of support to the Irish melodies that reign supreme in this music. Can you tell me a little about your background and where you picked up your ear and technique for this?
Sure thing. I really appreciate the kind words first and foremost, but I came to Irish music around my early teens, around 13, 14, 15 years of age, listening to bands that would have been either touring or, you know, through my neck of the woods, or that I would have heard on record. Bands like Solus and Dervish, Alton, Danu, and Tata. And so it's given me incredible pleasure to work with Tata. It's one of these things that, you know, it's like when you're playing for, you know, the minors and you get called up to the majors, it's something really really special to be able to work alongside people. I literally sat down and listened to their album start to finish. So as far as where I fit into the accompanist game in the grand scheme of things in Irish music is that I'm largely self-taught. I had a couple of preliminary lessons with the guitarist and bouzouki player Zan McLeod. Will probably be, you know, a familiar name to your listenership. But I kind of rapidly progressed towards trying to find things that other people weren't doing, I guess. I've always been drawn to, I guess, more atmospheric sounds. And some of my earlier influences after the ensemble sounds of Solus and John Doyle, great guitarist, great inspiration of mine, were going back kind of to the root of the accompanist, the accompanists of the 60s and 70s. So I would have been a huge fan of Micheál O'Donnell and Dahi Sproule. And pianists from that era, bouzouki players Alex Finn, Josephine Keegan, Charlie Lennon, really great era for accompanists, for accompanists. And that's, in fact, what the canon is based on today. And so I like to think of myself as an extension of all of that.
I know more than one member of the group really took a lot from their experience playing with older players. You have a tribute to Felix Dolan in the form of a waltz on the record. And I think Dylan talked to me about Father Charlie Cohen being a big inspiration too.
Certainly. It will be our pleasure to see him again in just a few short days. Some of the guys the older gentlemen, I should say, it is our privilege to play alongside every summer in East Durham, include people like Father Charlie Cohen, Monsignor now, a good buddy of his, Mr. Mike McHale, also a Catskills resident, transplanted from Ireland, great whistle player, multi-instrumentalist, and those fine gentlemen are formed the basis of Dan and Dylan's early development musically in the upstate New York area. There was a whole itinerary of like a session trail of sessions throughout the week that they used to attend, and cultus events that were curated by Mike and Father Charlie, and Felix would have been instrumental in all of that. Felix is, as an accompanist, I have to tip my hat to the gentleman, Felix Dolan. And I remember learning kind of, not firsthand, but definitely secondhand through recordings, a lot of his signature moves and turns and absorbing that. And it was a privilege to get to play a few Kayleys at the old Shamrock House with Felix over the last several years. So we were all affected by his passing, and the traditional music community in New York definitely mourns him.
He contributed so much, yeah. Well, I wondered if we might talk about your touring with Teda this summer, and you're playing this Saturday in Richland at the Community Hall at 7:30. So first, I wanted to ask you if my impression of the leader of Teda, Oisin McDermott, is at all accurate. He strikes me as one of the most intelligent, well-organized, just thoughtful, subtle, great arranger people on the scene right now.
Certainly. I think you may have used all the superlatives, but if there were any more, he'd certainly apply. In my experience working with Oisin, I found no parallel in terms of professionalism, and the man definitely knows what he's about, and he's been at it for quite some time. I mean, I remember being, you know, less than 13 years old and going to different Fáth hills over in County Kerry, like the Listowel Fáth. I think it was 2000 or 2001, and I remember seeing Oisin, younger than he is now, but definitely captivating an entire crowd outside of, in a street session. And he's been at it for a very long time, and he has very clear ideas of what he wants to do, and he achieves that. And I greatly enjoy his piano playing on the new album, as well as his fiddle playing, for which he's known. But he's a multi-instrumentalist. He has a sense of the ensemble sound as well as what he's doing. And I think it was a shrewd move indeed to invite the great Seamus Begley to join the band as their primary vocalist, and his accordion skills certainly aren't wasted on listeners, and hopefully your listeners in the greater Michigan area will agree.
He's one of the few that can straddle his love of performing in the traditional manner, acoustically in small venues, with larger productions. I mean, he is the maestro, is that the word? The impresario of bigger productions like Christmas in America, too. And I find that I just rarely see that in one musician like that.
That's a good point, Kara. That's actually how I came to work with Teda. I had returned from Ireland, and I'd played informally with members of Teda at different festivals and sessions, you know, since my kind of later teens. But it was after I'd returned from the University of Limerick that I met up with some of the guys from Teda, just a couple minutes away from where my parents live in Pennsylvania. And after a concert of theirs, I ended up hanging out and playing with them for a little bit. And Oisin happened to mention to me that the Irish Christmas in America show needed a guitar player to fill in for their normal, usual guitar player, Sean McElwain, who was unable to do it. And I jumped at the chance. So this is back in, I think that this was 2009. Mm-hmm. So I had a tremendous time on the road with them. And then since then I've worked with them in their full band capacity. And, but through working with them, the Irish Christmas in America show, I got to witness firsthand Oisin's directorial acumen. And it definitely has done him well, especially with another poker in the fire that Oisin's got, which is the Atlantic Steps dance show, which is a joint venture from Shannos dancers Brian Cunningham and Kieran Jordan. And I will, in fact, be appearing with them. Oisin's the musical director and one of the producers of the show, and he's got a lot going on.
He really does. For this Teda tour, which is more like the aforementioned small venue, bringing it to the people who enjoy real tradition and real on acoustic instruments, you're lucky enough to have to learn a bunch of arrangements that they've come up with over the years, and that's an art in itself. Can you tell me a little more about the experience, or what you might get out of how they put tune sets together?
Well, that's definitely something that's informed the Yanks. I know that speaking firsthand from our band. I know that we're all fans of Data, and we've absorbed their music over several albums since they started touring. And just recently, I had the great fortune of getting to hang out with the original guitarist and flute player with the band Data, a man named John Blake. And John was just over in the eastern part of the United States touring his new solo flute album. And he was joined by Catherine McAvoy's son, Rory McGorman, great six-string bouzouki player from Dublin. And I got to kind of get into the inner workings of the guitar, the guitar role in Tata with John. And John's a tremendous influence on my playing. And likewise with their current guitar player, Sean McElwain. So when Sean's been able to work with the band, I feel it's my responsibility to present listeners with as close a sound to what they've come to expect from the guitarist and accompanist in Tata on record. So I do my very best to imitate chordally and percussively with my guitar and bouzouki, whatever I've heard them do. And on different albums of theirs, you know, they've done so many different things. Oshin sang songs on different, at different points. He's played a variety of instruments on this new album, In Spite of the Storm. Each one of the members of Tata is playing multiple instruments. I know Paul Finn, the primary accordionist, is also playing concertina. Sean McElwain is playing the electric bass. There's all kinds of, unusual instruments being added to the mix. So Tata isn't a band that, has, done everything and has decided upon one thing that they're going to do forever. They're not afraid to try different things.
I would interject that it's all done with a more subtlety than hits you over the head, hey, look at us, or hey, look at me,
right.
Sudden changes.
Certainly. Well, that's exactly right, Kara. I think it's in a musical kind of atmosphere these days in which it's all too easy, I think, and actually to not to put too fine a point on it, but it's a bit trite to in my opinion to attempt to water the music down or to kind of acquiesce into popular music forms. I think Tata has withstood the test of time and has been able to make the innate and inherent sounds of traditional Irish music appealing to markets that and listenerships that may not have originally come to Irish music, because they present it in a way that is both traditional and inventive at the same time. There's no sacrifice made, and I think that that's a deliberate move on the part of Oisín and the other members of the band. And I think that's what's kept them at the top of the game for so long.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to be able to talk to you about this group, because you're, performing with them, but I can also talk to you from your perspective as a fan of the group.
Totally. Well, that's the cool thing, Kara, because I have a great job. My job is getting to go up on stage and play music for money in some cases with people that I idolize and enjoy their company. How often does that happen? So I'm under no delusions, and I'm a very lucky guy.
I spoke with guitarist Sean Ernest, who's originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and is now touring the world with his band The Yanks, as well as Tata. Tata will appear at the Richland Community Hall on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Information about tickets and more is at the WMUK events calendar page. You can find that at our website, wmuk.org. I'm Kara LaRance. This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. In June of 2013, the Yanks came through Michigan and stopped at the Kalamazoo Nature Center, and WMUK was there to record it. The lineup features Ilan Piper and flutist Isaac Alderson from Chicago, fiddler Dylan Foley and accordionist Dan Gurney, both New Yorkers, and Sean Ernest on guitar and bouzouki.